Hello, my fans, friends. Welcome to the Rich Herring podcast feed, powered by Acast Plus. Thanks to everyone who's come to see the Can I Have My Ball Back tour so far. It's been going really well. I've got a 4-star review in The Standard, 4-star review in The Telegraph, who once called me the worst comedy experience of the year, so that's a turnaround. People have been coming, people have really been enjoying it, and it's getting better and better. The only gigs this week are both in Pocklington, the town I was born in, near York. There's a couple of tickets left for the evening show and a few more tickets left for the matinee, I think about 4:30. But love to see you there, Yorkshire. Pop along. Check richardherring.com/ballback/tour or richardherring.com/gigs to see if I'm coming near to you. There are tickets left for nearly every show in the tour. I think Norwich has sold out. And a couple of gigs in London could do with your support as well. Anyway, please listen to the podcast. Do spread the news about the podcast to your friends. Listen as much as you can. Numbers are slightly down, which may affect the future of this podcast. So just leave it playing, even if you're not in the room. Love you. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy whatever it is you're going to listen to.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome. Like, what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, I'm Rich Herring. You're about to listen to and or watch my podcast, Rahulastapa, as the cool kids are calling it. There are lots of ways you can help us out. This is free. It does cost us money to put together, and we'd love to do more stuff on the internet. So there's lots of ways you can contribute. But one, for example, would be to come and see me on tour. Then I can earn some money and I can carry on putting out this free rubbish. If you go to richherring.com/LOTDS/tour, you can see if my Lord of the Dance Settee tour is coming close to you, or if this is in the future. Just go to richherring.com/gigs and you can see if I'm coming to a town near you, or indeed your own town, and then just come and see me, and then we won't have to do these embarrassing adverts anymore. Thank you. Enjoy the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Leicester Square Theatre. Will you please welcome a man who has a new notebook? It's Richard Herring! Not as good as last week's audience. So welcome to Richard Herring's. They were very good. Welcome to Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast, or as some of the cool kids are calling it, Rahel Estepur. Whoa, we've got
him.
Hey, Otama, it's good. Rahul Estepur. So that's what it's now called. It's different. You may know I've got this slivering notebook that I've been asking the questions from for quite some time now, but it's nearly full up. But you know, I started thinking to myself, it's a bit childish, isn't it, having a slithering. I mean, I'm a 47-year-old man, I'm going to be a dad. And then I thought, you know, I'm not. I did this because I don't like Harry Potter. I hate Harry Potter, and I like Slytherin because they're evil. And I'm trying to bring J.K. Rowling down. I kind of thought, I bet J.K. Rowling gets as much money from this as she does from the Hufflepuff ones, whichever other ones. I don't think any of the money this goes to Voldemort at all. So I thought, you know, I've got to grow up. I've got to change my way. So I have bought, I won't be using it yet, but I just wanted to let you know I have bought a new notebook. It is a Lannister notebook from off of Game of Thrones, which is much more mature, isn't it? Because it's got bums in it. And once a man said cunt in it. So that is, you don't get that in Harry Potter, do you? It'd be good. You'd like to see that in Harry Potter, wouldn't you? You pervert. So would you like to see all the children's bums? Is that what you want? You disgust me. Now they're adults, it could do an adult version of Harry Potter. which is kind of what Game of Thrones is, let's face it. So let's have a quick look at if there's any different idiots in the audience today. Normal. Oh, these guys are new. Oh, this is... No, you're not. They're normal. I pressed something that's made it go really badly out of focus. I love New York. What's going on with New York? What about I love London? What's happened to I love New York? Have you been to New York?
Yeah.
Ah, he's just showing off you've been to New York. You've been selling nuclear secrets into the Americans. Is that what you've been up to, David?
Probably.
Is that probably? Was it just a holiday? Was he on holiday together?
No.
No. Where were you doing in New York? Oh, it was a long time ago. Oh, yeah, now look at it. Yeah, that is quite a faded, T-shirt. Did you have a milkshake?
No.
Oh, they do nice milkshakes in New York. You'll have to go back. Why are you trying to avoid my look? I'm not going to pick on you. You seem nice. Hello, sir. What's your name?
Alex.
What's how's the week been? Have you had a good week?
Yeah, it's all right.
What have you been doing?
Babysitting.
Babysitting. For your own baby or for someone? Is that how you make your living?
No, it's my own baby.
It's your own baby. I don't think that's called babysitting when it's your own baby. I'm not a dad yet, but I think that's just being a dad. I don't think you get extra. Is it your baby that's the two of you? Is it definitely his? Yeah. Okay. Somebody couldn't hear. We're doing a sign. What have you been doing while he's been babysitting?
Making another baby.
Making another baby. So, didn't know about this. So. So are you currently with a child? Oh, my wife's pregnant as well. It's nice, isn't it? Has it been kicking you inside you? No, too little to do that yet. Or yeah, good. No, I didn't know. I wasn't gonna say it. It's at the stage where my wife's been kicked and it's kind of quite nice. I'm quite looking forward to it when it starts kicking her in the ribs and the organs and it hurts. Was that a bit good the first time round? Oh, he kicks it. So now he's alive. I mean, it was alive then. But, you know, not... He's all right, he's okay. So your baby now kicks you with his shoes.
Yeah.
So you've got to watch out. Has it kicked you in the balls yet?
All the time.
No, not with me. I'm gonna wear a cup. You've got to think about that. You've got to be prepared. Well, thank you for the baby advice from the audience. I will get on with the show. Will you please welcome... I'm not going to look in the wrong notebook for a second. There's nothing in the Lannister notebook. We're still on Slytherin for the completest. Don't worry, it's still there. He's a man who is best known for his appearance on Sunday Side Up. Not Sunny Side Up, Sunday Side Up. That is why that was amusing. You'll know him from that. Will you please welcome Josh Widdicombe, ladies and gentlemen? Sunday. Yeah, you recognise him from Sunday Side Up. Sunday Side Up. Two beers he's got.
Yes, two beers.
Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Isn't the excuse just to get pissed to come here and...
No, not at all. I'm just dealing with my appearance on Sunday Side Up.
Yeah. How was that, Sunday Side Up?
Well, it's not obviously just, remember it.
It's Sunday Side Up, not Sunny Side Up.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it was on a Sunday.
It was on a Sunday at about 9 a.m. Yeah. And it was presented by Stephen Mulhern.
Oh, yeah. I don't like him.
It was just before...
I don't like him.
You don't like him?
I don't like Stephen Mulhern because when he was on the X Factor, he did the X Factor backstage.
The Extra Factor.
Yeah. And he would just get people, he would interview people and then behind their back we're going, you're stupid. You'd interview all the people.
Yeah, I remember from Sunday Side Up.
Yeah.
Sunday Side Up, I didn't really know what it was, but I had to go on to promote something, and it was the dream guest duo of me and Kimberly Walsh from Girls Aloud. And we didn't have much in common.
No.
It was just before Christmas, and I had to start by... As they said, we're going to do a joke where you have to turn on our Christmas lights, but it's behind a tree. So I had to kind of shimmy behind this Christmas tree on the floor.
Yeah.
And as I was doing it, the floor manager said to me, oh, I've worked with you, haven't I? And I said, no. And he said, we did Celebrity Juice together. And I said, oh, I've never done Celebrity Juice. And he went, oh, one day, son. I thought, this is the lowest moment of my career.
Sunday Side Up was considered the stepping stone.
It was considered that stepping stone hasn't been stepped so far.
Would you do Celebrity Juice if you were offered it? I've seen what you've done. Obviously, you would do that.
Sunday Side Up and no further. That is my view. No, I don't think I'm right for it. No, so I probably don't. I don't know much about Celebrity.
No.
So it wouldn't work for me.
What about Juice?
Juice. Yeah, I like it. I haven't seen Celebrity Juice.
I didn't realise that the juice bit
was so heavily... Is that actually...
It's mainly juice based.
Is it mainly juice based?
Yeah, juice based.
I might do Celebrity Juice.
It's good if you like juice. I had some clementine juice the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, nice. Surprisingly nice. Just got a showbiz lifestyle I have.
I'm currently into the green juice that's in Pret.
I had one of those as well.
Yeah, it's nice. Good, isn't it?
Do you have the smoothie one or the vegetable one?
Well, this is the problem. I have the vegetable one, but they're so close that about two out of five times I buy the wrong one.
Yeah, you've got to look very clever. It's difficult,
isn't
it?
What a day that is.
It's difficult for us celebrities.
I don't want to hijack this, but have you tried their mac and cheese?
No.
Fucking bullshit. I was so excited, and no.
What is it? I haven't even seen it.
Macaroni cheese, but from Pret.
Okay.
So it's macaroni cheese, but like now. But six out of ten, mate.
It costs £3.50 to buy the juice.
Yeah,
this is how the other side live, mate.
And two out of five times, I don't even enjoy it.
It's not even very nice. It's pretty. So look, I want to get this out of the way. The Great British Bake Off.
I love the Great British Bake Off.
And then there's an extra show, the kind of show that comedians like me, who don't really get on TV very much, can make a nice living occasionally once a year appearing on something like that. I was asked to be on The Extra Slice with Joe Brand, and then I gave the dates I could do, and they said, we'll get back to you, and they never got back to me. And then who do I see popping up for the second time, greedily taking a second slice of that cake? Not one appearance wasn't enough for you with your £3.50 juice habit.
Oh, and do you know the worst thing? I spent it all on juice. Well, what happened was I did it once, and in that episode where the lovely Kate had been evicted. Not evicted. sacked. No, what is the phrase?
Your pied.
Eliminate. Your pied. She'd been pied. And so that was fine. But I, on that one, declared my love for Chetna.
Yeah.
Thinking, that's fine. I'm never going to meet Chetna. And then they phoned me up a couple of weeks later and go, do you want to come in and do Your Pied again? And I said, yeah. And then it was Chetna.
Yeah, that's why he had you back.
Never repeatedly declare your love for a woman on Twitter. Yeah. If there's a chance, you'll then have to sit in a room with her. Her husband daggers me. Chetna came up to me after to have my photo with you, and the guy taking it went, I'm her husband. So if I was going to make my move on Chetna.
I would have shagged Chetna if they'd had me on. But, oh no, you clever. I'll see that in. I'm thinking the long game. I'll get herring. I can't feed my baby now next year because of you. That would have been that would have been it.
I feel bad.
It's good. It's not that good show. You won Celebrity Mastermind with 24 points.
I did. What's that? Is that bad
Fuck
or good?
You.
What did you get?
I got 35 points.
35 points?
And I didn't win.
Well, you can only play the hand you're dealt, my friend.
24 points. How can you have a Celebrity Mastermind trophy and I don't? What kind of justice is there in this world?
Well, that's similar to what the woman from Emmerdale that got 22 points said to me. No, it's fine. She, I was going to say... Afterwards, I don't know her name, but I'm sure people. She was very. She'd done Black Books, so I was like, I'm going to get on with her. She's going to be nice. She was nice enough. She's the most competitive person I've ever met. And then afterwards, she came up to me and went, your general knowledge questions were easier than mine. And I've never seen hate like it. Till Chetna's husband.
Until now, because I'm the most competitive person you've ever met, and I keep losing.
Who did you lose to?
Hillary, I want to say Hillary Kay, is that right? Because I confuse her with the woman who wrote Wolf Hall.
Hillary Kay,
she's an antiques expert. She did Wedgwood as a special subject. Ugh. Come off it.
Have a day off.
What was your special subject?
My special subject was Blur.
Oh.
Yeah, excluding solo careers.
Someone told me that Mylene Klass did Sex and the City Series 2. I was told I couldn't do... I want to do Spinal Tap, and they said that's not a big enough subject.
I was told to do the episode of Friends where Ross gets his teeth whitened.
Smith, conceivably they should be allowed to do a small subject, just ask very, very difficult questions about
it. Yeah, I was... like, I thought Blur, it's... broad enough that they're going to do broad brush strokes.
Yeah.
And so I got 11 out of 13 on Blur. How did you have the time for 35 questions?
I think they
I
do
was told I wasn't allowed to interrupt.
I think they do. They do have slightly less time. In the, it depends when you did it. But I just answered quickly and correctly. Apart from the four.
Well, tell that to the empty shelf where there's no trophy.
I will. And next week, in the next couple of weeks, Richard Osman is going to be one of my guests.
Oh,
so we can talk about me failing to win a pointless trophy as well.
You're more than welcome to hold my pointless trophy that I won.
Did you win?
Yeah, I won. Yeah.
I got knocked out in the first round.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who with?
Rona Cameron, it was her fault.
What was the subject?
So easy.
I mean, could I have a go?
Well, yeah, okay, it was... but, you know, it's so much easier when you're not under the spotlight, as you know.
No, I won.
No, but against them, celebrities are all idiots. It's ridiculous.
Mate, so you say they're all idiots. You haven't had to try and see Sue Pollard off.
It was a 1980s solo artist who got a number one.
Okay.
Yes, it's not as easy as it looks.
I think...
there's a lot, that's the problem.
Yeah,
Rona...
I think Holly Johnson would be a good one. Mm. I think he probably got a number one.
See, you think he probably got a number one. This is the problem. I was waiting...
Yeah, so you're Kershaw.
Well, I didn't think of Nick Kershaw, but I'm not even sure he did. Of Howard Jones, but I'm not sure he even did. I thought of Joe Dolce, then I convinced myself that was 1970s.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But Joe Dolce should have gone for that.
I've got a good one.
Go on.
I think Nina Cherry would have been a good answer.
Yeah, that might
for Buffalo Stance, probably.
That's probably true. If that is correct answer, I don't know. That's why...
Check that with Richard Osman next week.
I'm not sure he knows all the answers, to be honest.
Oh, does he not?
I'm not sure. I think just someone whispers in his ear.
Do you know what I noticed? What? His computers are fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have that. And he's 5'10".
We'll find out all about that next time. So, yes. Well, let me see. I'm going to go for... let's get this out of the way. Dirty Britcom Confessions. Have you seen this website where fans...
Have
you masturbated whilst looking at your own...
Masturbated while writing on it, mate. No, I haven't. Am I on it, then?
You are on it. There are four or five of yours, and most of them... Again,
there's one, if it's that.
Yeah.
Is that the one where it's pure fiction? Or is that...
I'm not going to start doing groupie stories of where they've had
well,
sex.
Well, there's
with
one where these someone's put a fictional up. Story online about how me and Ramesh Ranganathan talked to her about Doctor Who for 45 minutes. Which is... I've got nothing to say on Doctor Who. That's not Dirty Brit Confessions.
No, it's not. That's something else.
That's
the Operation New Tree. the next generation. Operation U Tree, the new class. these are people.
Screech is still involved.
he always is. Watching. These are people's sexual fantasies about comedians, anonymous sexual fantasies about comedians that they have not, I presume, done.
Presumably.
But I want to find out if you'd be up for doing them.
Okay.
Depending, you know.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Know.
This is what I want to breastfeed Josh Whittaker.
No. Have you started yet, or are you just still...
Oh, it's not the whole thing. I want to breastfeed Josh Whittaker whilst giving him a hand job, which is a confusing mixture of mothering... nurturing... I mean, you'd get a drink out of it. It's no green juice.
I mean, I just know that experience as bittersweet.
I mean, you know, that's
oh,
not...
Oh, my God. It's almost like... As much as going in as is coming out.
It's like a human centipede.
I'm like my own human centipede. It could be infinite. No, I'm not up for that.
Not up for that.
Do they say who it is?
No.
All right, I know.
No, so there's no way of finding out, but you know.
So if it... Yeah, no.
A lot of yours have not... Again, I think, like, because you see, you appear to be quite a sweet young man.
Yeah.
So a lot of them are about tussling your hair and
tussling my hair?
Yeah. And a lot of them are kind of, oh, I want to have a watch TV with them, which a lot of the sweeter comedians get these.
Watch TV with
you
them?
You know, yeah. Not even... I don't want... One of them was, I don't want to have sex with them. I just want to... I can't remember what it was, but it was...
I've met her.
Yeah. That's my girlfriend. And this is given this is a fantasy site, right? This is quite weak of the person. I want to tell Josh Whittaker he's been a naughty boy and spank him hard, in parentheses, with his permission, of course. Which I think, you know, to add that sort of adds a kind of creepy element to it. Cause you're not sort of thinking, these are my celebrity rape fantasies. I'm going to spank him and call him a naughty boy.
Weak.
With his permission.
I don't know who's... Why even bother to take to the internet with that?
I mean, I can do these things and see if you like them. I didn't put this one on, but if you want me to spank you hard and call you a naughty boy, I can do that so the person can get an idea what that would be like.
Nah.
Okay. Nearly. I managed to
kiss.
Has
that ever worked out for
you?
Yeah,
I've got. I've blown raspberries on Greg Davies, I think, and I did something to Nick Helm. I can't remember it. Lost as well, there was some way of recording it. Now this is quite interesting. Josh Whittaker in the wrestling leotard on League of Their Own.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Holy shit, that man has a massive cock.
Oh, that's really disappointing, because I can tell you what. So I had to do this Greco-Roman wrestling.
Yeah.
Where I was taking on a Greco-Roman wrestler, and it was who could last the longest against a Greco-Roman wrestler, me or Jack Whitehall. And
it's the question everyone's been asking.
Finally settled. we went backstage to get changed, me and Jack, and he offered me a pair of socks to put down there. So I haven't really got a cock as big as they hope.
You've got a massive sock, though.
I've got... tell you what, if you want to go hiking in the Lake District...
Well, that's that. You have let down one young lady slash man there. We'll never know which it was.
I'm sorry.
But they're not very perceptive if they were looking at it and couldn't work out that was a sock.
Yeah, no, I know. The heel was clearly pointing out.
Well, talking of penises.
Oh, yeah.
If you had to... If you would say your girlfriend died...
Yep.
And you were there after a period of mourning, you were back on the dating market... But had become gay.
Yep.
Imagine that. I don't think it would take that much imagination. If you had to choose between...
It's borderline at best, isn't it, with me? It's always been questions.
If you had to choose between dating a man who was a 6 foot tall penis, but with a face, so he could talk
on
to you...
On the helmet?
Well... I think it would be on the helmet. I think the helmet would be... It wouldn't be on the bit with the... I used to know what that was called. The little... The thing that can rip. The which?
Frenulum.
The frenulum, of course.
I thought you said primula.
Wouldn't be on the frenulum. The other side of the penis.
No.
So the top side of the penis would be the face. The frenulum would be at the back.
I mean, I don't think... When like, you say you've got to go gay...
Yeah.
I don't think that would be the main thing people would say. People wouldn't go... Sorry, you're a homosexual.
You're a very, very intense homosexual. You only go out with a penis. You haven't heard the whole question. So the face would be on the helmet, but on the non-frenulum side of the helmet.
What's his What, at the bottom, has he got balls? Or is
no,
he just
no balls. It's just a smoothed, like, he's not been decapitated from somewhere. He might even still be attached to a gigantic man. But you wouldn't know that. It'd be like in Gulliver's
Land. Oh, okay, okay.
That you just...
So he hasn't got like a hard sole, like a shoe.
I suppose he would have to move around. I think I imagine being like a slug-like affair on the bottom.
Oh, so he doesn't even stand up.
No, he stands up, but he moves.
Unless we get home early.
He moves. He moves like that, like a slug would.
Okay, yeah.
Across the floor. That's one of the choices.
I mean, the other one's going to have to be pretty bad.
No one has chosen the gigantic cock yet. Or a man who is normal man in every regard.
Except, well, I'm going to go with this one.
Except that instead of a penis, he has a tiny man there.
Of course! I'd go out with him instead of a woman. Three of you hanging out? Oh, wow. So, does the tiny man... erect?
I think he would. Would have to, yeah, because he's still attached like a penis. So if the big man became aroused, the blood would fill and
yeah, but of course you'd go for
tissues.
That.
Yeah,
because I mean, to be honest, if someone said to me, "Do you want your penis replaced with a tiny man?" I'd at least think about it. A company.
Yeah.
If your phone dies on a train journey. Get out the old chap, quite literally. B.
Yeah.
Think. I mean, there's kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't you feel guilty? I mean, would you use him as a penis? I don't know. So if you were that guy, if you had.
If I was that guy, would I use him as a penis?
Would you use it? Would you have sex?
Do I get the feelings that you would get from a penis through that guy?
Yeah. But
of
he also. I would. But he also.
But I wouldn't. Say I was masturbating, I'd put a little blindfold on him. Because I couldn't have him look me in the eye at the same time. I couldn't have him look at him going, come on, mate! Would you dress him?
I think you would have to, it'd be too embarrassing.
Because a condom would kill him.
Yeah.
So...
That's a good argument, isn't it?
Does he ejaculate?
We can't use
his
a condom, it would kill my tiny man. Whereas, you know, putting him inside your vagina might also kill him.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing's not going to be pleasant for him. I mean, I imagine the problem would be, if this happened to me, I'd be like, I've seen the films, I'd be like captured by American military and used for tests, wouldn't I?
If you were the guy, yeah, I think you would. But yeah. I'm only asking you to
is
date that guy.
Is he a version
guy.
Of me, or is he a different guy?
No, it's a different guy. Different guy.
Who is it?
You wouldn't get a choice about that. That would be... You can't go, can I have James Acaster?
Literally the worst choice. Stop performing.
But anyway, you're not the person to stop. Not the question.
Oh, sorry.
You've changed the question.
Sorry. I'd definitely have sex with the man who has got a man.
Didn't ask if you were going to have sex with him, but that's that is an interesting.
What? So was the question? Would you have a consummated relationship?
Would you go on a date?
Oh,
with,
date.
Yeah. Very simple, loving thing. Which you've sullied with your?
How would I?
I would definitely have sex with the man. I'm going to take that out of context.
How would
and
I
just
know?
Use that as the podcast? I would definitely have sex with the man. Without even asking a question. What is the worst place you have been sick?
Oh, I'm always sick. I
guess that about you.
Did you?
Yeah.
I've got a problem. I always throw up. Ashling B thinks I've got a hiatus hernia.
Okay.
Do we know what this is?
No.
Is it?
Hernia.
What?
Hiatus hernia.
Okay. Well, that's not the issue.
What do you think?
Imagine if I went to a doctor and go, never heard of one, mate. I throw up quite a lot.
Right.
So I've been sick in some terrible places.
Have you?
It's difficult to narrow it down. Oh, I was once driving on the M3 in a hire car.
Ooh.
70 miles an hour.
Yeah, cool.
Traditionalist. And I need to be sick. and I had to throw up in a sat-nav bag that I had to empty at Fleet Services.
That's not a thing with a lot. I mean, unless it's a very old sat nav. They're quite small, those sat nav.
Yeah, but it was also a hired sat nav bag. But luckily, I'd got zero excess, so they couldn't touch me.
She's been sick all over the car.
Yeah. And then I had a shit in the boot. Zero excess. What are you going to do about it?
I like coming up with terrorist atrocities that I would like to carry out.
Okay.
Have you ever thought of any good ones? I've had all sorts.
No.
No.
Is this entrapment?
I'm just trying to help. Well, I'm trying to help out the secret services really by coming up with or ISIS and Al Qaeda. Depending who listens first and acts.
Whoever buys it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You sell to the highest bidder. There's various places to blow up. Yeah. But
I was thinking, as I said in the last podcast, I was thinking of like you could get explosives onto plane by putting them in Barocca form and then adding water to them on the plane.
That's good.
Yeah, or you could. Thank you.
I do that.
I mean, I often just think, you know, this is what I would do. Like, there's breast bombs.
If you were to bomb a plane, how would you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
Or right. You know, when Charlie Brooker had the idea of, I think, two motorcyclists driving along with razor wire at ankle level, just driving down the street.
Oh my God!
And cutting off everyone's feet.
But he just had it off the top of his head. That was the first thing that came into his mind. That pissed all over your Barocca idea, didn't it? A rather tame Barocca.
My Barocca would be a high explosives. It would take down a plane.
So would you take the Barocca?
No, you'd make the Barocca into the explosives that you're not allowed to take onto the plane and then blow up the plane. I'm not going to go on a plane and drink a Barocca and then think, oh, I did a slightly unusual coloured wee in the toilet. That's not a terrorist atrocity, is it? I'm not going to eat some asparagus, go, oh, I left their toilet slightly smelling asparagus. If they can smell that, and some people can't.
In conclusion,
no. It's nice. It's, you know, in a way, it's nice. It says something nice about that you haven't thought of lots of ways of killing thousands of people.
I think about, obviously, we all have the one way on the tube platform.
Yeah. And what?
Do you think about if you were to be pushed in the back, yeah, or if you were to push someone in the back?
Yeah.
And how that would change your life?
It would change your life. It's like Sliding Doors, the film Sliding Doors.
That would have been a much better version of Sliding Doors. It would have ended like Seven with Gwyneth Paltrow's head on its own.
Would you like to push someone else or be pushed?
Have to stand back. I've got a phobia of it, so I have to stand back when the train comes, which at rush hour means I never get on a train. I can't be near the yellow line.
But also, because it's you...
What, people are more tempted to push?
Yeah. There goes the bloke off, you know.
Extra slice. Cheddar's husband coming up behind me. Hit me in the back with one of her cakes.
You are currently... are you filming it? A sitcom? You've written a sitcom? Are you filming
Starts
it now?
Starts next Monday.
Just had a costume fitting that you haven't?
What day are we?
Monday. Next week.
Week on Monday. And I'm very excited and terrified.
Yeah, so you've done a pilot of it and you're now...
Done a pilot and now we're doing the thing. And it's an intense experience.
What's the premise of the sitcom?
Me. But with other people. Jack D is playing my landlord.
You didn't think that I could play your landlord? I'm an ageing comic. Jack D's in everything.
Is he?
Yeah, give it. He's in.
Oh, shit.
He's in. He's really good. Why not give like
You're
an opportunity
really good.
To? Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Well, I
why
tell
not
you
give
what,
an opportunity to me?
Because I presumed you were busy with the extra slice.
So Jack D's a grumpy landlord.
Jack D's a weird landlord, okay. And then I live with B.T. Edmondson.
Yes.
And Ellis James, and. Oh, the hijinks. I'm really bad at selling my own stuff.
Is it like the Seinfeld for the 21st century set in the UK?
I realised when I was less like it was that and more because I realised because I'm quite a kind of grumpy person. that maybe I just mistakenly created a prequel to One Foot in the Grave. Mistakenly done One Foot in the Grave 30 years earlier. Before he, you know, settled down.
What is your catchphrase in it? Is there a...
I cannot believe it. This is beyond belief.
I love it in adverts and sitcoms where something is written that is ridiculous and someone says, I can't believe this.
Do you know what? My the producer's got a real issue with this.
Yeah.
The moment you say this is unbelievable, he's like, well, of course it is. You can't just put that in. I agree.
You know the Phones for You have gone down now, but they just did the, yeah. Unbelievably, it was a 3-2-1 of the 21st century. It was harder than 3-2-1. But their last advert was Back to the Future. It was a horrible abortion attempt.
I don't remember that.
But then they had a woman, so the guy said... he could predict that the phone wouldn't be obsolete for 2 years, but he couldn't predict that Phones for You was about to go down. But he said, your phone won't be obsolete for 2 years, and I'll show you. So he gets in the Back to the Future car and takes her to the future, and she's a film star and is taking selfies of herself with her phone still.
Right.
Which is odd for a lot of reasons. But as she gets in the car, she kind of goes, wow, I don't believe this. Yeah, it's the Back to the Future car. It's obviously not happening. Don't say that. It ruins the advert. You've sort of stepped out.
You've got like 30 seconds and you're paying like £2,000 a second. It's when someone was saying, this is unbelievable.
This would never happen. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I did do that. So, yes, you grew up in Devon, so that's why you're another. I grew up in Somerset, so we are extreme rivals.
You're from Cheddar.
Yeah. Where were you in Devon?
I was from a village called Haytor Vale, which expect you to know, on Dartmoor.
Oh. Have you ever seen a Bigfoot on Dartmoor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Did you see the Dartmoor cat, big cat?
The Dartmoor cat, yeah. That's what they used to call me. Because of my love of jazz when I was growing up. Here he comes, the Dartmoor cat. it was the Beast of Bodmin. No, Dartmoor didn't. I don't think Dartmoor had a cat, but Bodmin had a, which was presumably a puma.
Yeah.
I think it was true, wasn't it?
No.
No. I thought that was like a...
pumas don't exist.
Do pumas not exist? Oh, you're one of those Adidas guys, aren't you?
Have you ever been to Barometer World?
Barometer World? Yeah. No, but I'd love to.
It's in Devon.
Is that in Devon?
I think so. Or it might be Dorset. It's all the same, isn't it?
Yeah. We're not going back to any of them.
It's all not Somerset. That's what I'm saying.
So do you feel like a Somerset loyalist, or do you...
Well, I'm a little bit like the littlest hobo, in that, where, you know, I'm crossed with Paul Young, in that I am a dog, and wherever I do a shit, that's my home. So I've lived all over the place. I was born in Yorkshire.
Oh,
so
yeah.
In a lot of what I support, York City FC.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I have a loyalty to Somerset, and it's kind of fun to have that West... All of the West Country is equally rubbish or good. It's equal, yeah. So it doesn't matter.
Did you used to go to a place called Trago Mills?
I've heard of it. Remind me what's happened. I don't think we did go there. What was at Trago Mills?
It's utterly insane. It basically was a shop. There's about four branches in the southwest, but there's one in Devon that was nearest to me, where it would sell... So it was... It sounds like I'm making it up, but has anyone here been to Trago Mills?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
thank God. I was just checking that I hadn't misremembered this. So it's like a kind of black and white Tudor castle just off the A38 that sells old autobiographies of, like, Angela Rippon, sports goods.
I wish it was just that.
Yeah. And business is booming.
We built this castle. We've got the Angela Rippenort virus. What the hell's gone wrong?
But the thing is, she's always there to sign. So she is sat out there 24/7. If you want an Angela Rippenort autobiography, it sells all kinds of shit, and it's got a fun fair, and it's got peacocks roaming the grounds.
Okay.
And the guy that owns it is very anti-EU, so it's got slogans against the EU everywhere, like the European Union is selling Britain by the euro, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it is insane. But you clearly didn't go there.
I didn't go. I definitely didn't go there, but I'm going to go there.
Yeah, you've got to go there. And they started charging for bags when I was a kid. We thought this is beyond the pale, but now
everyone does it.
Everyone's fucking
doing
it.
Well, it's environmentally friendly now.
Yeah, well,
it's one of those many environmentally friendly things that businesses take on board if it means it can make or save them money.
Yes.
That's the only thing they do. Like, you know, if you're in a hotel and they go, you know, towels cost a lot to wash, so do you mind if we never clean your towels?
You're right if we don't make your bed.
Please think carefully about that. Good. So where do you get your crazy ideas from?
Almost exclusively from my wild mind.
It's not a very good question.
It's a joke question. It's difficult to come up with a joke answer to a joke.
What do you prefer, doing comedy or something else?
Doing comedy.
Okay.
I've got nothing else going on. This was my night off.
Was it?
So I thought, I'll come and do this. Because the other option is something else.
Yeah.
But you work all the time.
I do. Right? I'm going to stop.
Are you?
No, I'm going to really cut down.
Maybe you're the only person that I go, well, you know, I'm bad, but at least I'm not Richard Herring.
Well, I don't get paid for most of the things I do, so you at least, all of your things are properly on TV. Mine, this is me just sitting in front of some idiots who I've managed to con to come down.
They must have paid, though, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Look at them, these idiots. They come every week, these ones. I mean, their house. And then you just call them idiots, and they lap it up and want some more.
And you call this a living.
But, but you're still youngish.
31.
Yeah, that's really young.
Is it?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. You've got, like, another good 10 years of working every single day before it starts to kill you. But I've just got to a point where I thought, you know, this year I've been working really stupidly hard, even by my own standards, and so I've decided to stop.
But do you get the thing where you work really hard and then when you stop you go, but what else do I do?
Yeah, but then that's why you kind of think I'll get a life. And like this weekend,
oh god, this has suddenly become
I've had a sitcom script that I was meant to be writing by the end of October, which is for people at home very soon.
Yeah.
I just haven't, you know, I'm too burnt out to do it, and then I just decided, fuck it, I'm not going to do it. And then I had the weekend off and it was brilliant. I went to Hampstead Heath.
Really?
With my wife. Like, this is what I've been missing.
Going, finally, I could decide between a 6-foot penis and a man with a man penis.
And we went walking, and that was nice. And then on Sunday, I just stayed in bed all day and watched telly.
Did you?
Yeah, it was fucking.
What
great.
Did you watch? Did you watch Countryfile?
No, we watched. We watched like Netflix and stuff. We watched Armageddon. Which my
the
wife.
The Bruce Willis film.
My wife had never seen it.
Really?
I've seen it loads of times. Have you seen it before?
Yeah, I saw it at the cinema. Yeah. First. I mean, I don't want a spoiler, but yeah. First film Bruce Willis ever dies in.
Oh, that is quite a big spoiler.
Yeah. Well, it depends whether you know the chronology of Bruce. Oh, no, it's not. It's a spoiler.
It spoils, definitely spoils Armageddon.
And it spoils every film before that. If you're watching Die Hard 1, go, which is no problems here. He's got more hair than in Armageddon.
Watched Armageddon. What else did we? I tried to get my wife to watch into watching Battlestar Galactica, the series, the TV series, the more modern one, and not going all face from A-Team on you.
Right, I don't do sci-fi.
Oh man, it's good.
I know I should, but I just can't. I've got that thing with sci-fi and fantasy where I go, well, they could just make anything up at any minute that will get them out of this situation.
Not Battlestar Galactica, it's very true to life.
It's very true to life.
What would happen
what's
if you
the,
were...
What's the premise?
Well, it's like the 12 colonies have been at war with some robots they created, but the robots go away, and then 40 years, nothing happens, and then the robots come back with a surprise, and now some of them look like people. And they blow everything up with nuclear bombs.
What do you mean for 4 years nothing happens?
40 years, they go away.
40 years?
They have a big war, and then they have a truce. They don't explain how the truce came about, but the silence go... Then the silence go... After having a big war, the silence...
This is part of the series?
No, this is right at the beginning.
All right.
They just sort of explain this. The Cylons, who've been just determined to destroy their makers, just go, who are winning, they go, oh, all right, oh, we'll just go live somewhere else in the universe. Go, well, why the fuck didn't you do that 5 years ago and stop this war? Just go fuck off, robots, toasters, they call them, that's funny. Sorry, let's retake that. Frack off, yeah, some Battlestar Galactica fans in tonight, not very many though. And then they come back and they blow everything up and kill everyone apart from Battlestar Galactica, which doesn't have any computers on it, so they're not able to get into it.
Sounds shit.
And then it goes on for ages. But
at
I'm
what
so
point did your wife go?
Nah. It was quite a long time in, and she just got annoyed because I told her it was an hour long and it was 90 minutes long.
How many series are there?
Five or six. I watched them all like in a... But weirdly, the good thing about getting old is you forget everything that's happened to you before. So I watched Battlestar Galactica again. I couldn't remember anything about it or half of the people in it.
God.
And I watched the entire thing about 5 years ago.
Blimey. Yeah. I don't know if it's for me.
So what I'm saying is give up comedy and lie in bed.
And watch Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm up for that.
Yeah, it's good.
Me and you?
Yeah.
Not Battlestar Galactica, though.
Go on, give it a go.
I've not got Netflix.
And they have like people kissing and stuff, and it's not as good as Game of Thrones in terms of
that's
nudity.
Another one I just can't, unless it's set in the real world.
If you were into Game of Thrones, you could buy a book like that.
I mean I literally don't know what you've held up.
To be honest,
if I was into Game of Thrones, I could buy a notebook.
If you're into
I've been out buying them for years, mate.
But Harry Potter.
I've read the first one.
Yeah.
Bit far-fetched. I enjoyed about the first 8 pages when he lived with his horrible uncle.
Yeah.
And then an owl arrived and I went, not for me. I auditioned for The Hobbit, though.
For The Hobbit? You'd have been great, in that.
Well, not according to the people that auditioned me. It's the only thing I've ever auditioned for because I'm not an actor.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know... Extras work coming my way. And no, it was disastrous. It was horrible.
What happened at the audition?
I went in and I delivered... Well, I'd never read it or seen The Lord of the Rings or seen The Hobbit. Obviously, I'd not seen The Hobbit. If I'd watched The Hobbit and realised I wasn't in it, I wouldn't have bothered turning up.
That's a good clue.
So... You what, sorry?
Tim from The Office is in it, don't worry. It's
Tim from The Office. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cross-reference to something else in the series.
And I was in a restaurant with Tim from The Office the
Were
other day.
You? Yeah.
Not with him, but he was on a different table.
Yeah, was it? To be clarify that, was it Martin Freeman or was it Tim? Was he being Tim from The Office? Because my idea, I think that you improve things by putting a Shrek in them, obviously, but also... By putting Tim, I want to remake The Hobbit and Sherlock, but with Tim from The Office. It wouldn't take much of a remake, but it literally is elementary, my dear Tim from The Office. And come on, Tim from The Office, we must go on a journey to a big mountain with a dragon in it.
Yes, that's the guy that was in the restaurant.
Yes,
that's the guy.
That's Tim from The Office.
So he was in the restaurant with. We were trying to work out whether it was his wife.
Well, was it the woman from Sherlock? Or was
it
someone
we Googled her.
Amanda Abington.
On our laptop. And then she came over and looked at the specials board, which was above us, while she was on our laptop. Oh, that was an awkward... I don't think she saw, but there was a moment where you're going, this is literally going to...
I've done that, but I'm trying to think who it was with. That I was trying to find some actor's name, and like they were sitting behind me in a theatre or in front of me in a theatre. And then you Google them and you think this will look odd if they look round.
Yeah, it's the same thing with have you ever like not known who someone is who you're meeting or something, so you search them on the internet?
Yeah.
And they try and borrow your phone or something. It's going to bring up their Wikipedia. Yeah.
Also, if you are on porn sites all the time, someone bothers, which I imagine, then that's just the first thing that comes in when you put www into a search engine.
Oh, yeah, there's a situation where you're like, someone goes, can I look at YouTube? And you're like, yeah. But I will be putting www.youtube. Once the tea is in, you can have the laptop.
I think it's
before the tea, this is my domain.
It's, you know, the computer should know which things to remember and which things not to remember. And like my Firefox, like puts up your last 15 sites you visited, like on the front.
Does it? Site.
Yeah, like often on one of the pages. I don't want that. I don't want that. Then.
No.
Because it's either pornography or something about me.
You know. So either way, you were wanking. Yeah, you don't want that.
No. So did it, what, was
you
it a man?
It's your homepage as well.
Yeah.
Like a porn site.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, what kind of life are you living?
Save some time. Saves time to press the home rather than put W in. That's W, click down. I imagine, I'm guessing. So, was it Amanda Abington, the Office's wife? Well, Martin Freeman's wife. So, in a way, she's having an affair with Tim from The Office. If Martin Freeman finds out, he'll be furious.
I've never met Martin Freeman. Is he nice?
I have not met him.
But you've got a situation now, because you've done this, which is similar to the situation I had with Chetna from the Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
We've talked about someone so much that...
Well, I want to get him on here, but...
In a weird way, he's scared.
Yeah, he would be scared. I walked past him once when I went to... I was at the Q Awards 2 years ago, and it was at a hotel on in Park Lane, somewhere like that. And I walked past him, and I was going one way trying to find the entrance, and he was going the other way. And then we went all the way around the building, and then I saw him again as we'd gone the opposite direction.
Did you mention
that? No, I didn't say. When I passed him, I went, and he went, hi. Because, you know, he knows I've been on TV.
Do you have that, where you do that?
You've got to say hello to each other. Yeah. You know, they don't know each other.
It's weird out that with Joe Swash the other day. He said you're the guy from Sunday Side Up.
Most things will be improved by putting Joe Swash in them as well.
Joe Swash is an amiable guy.
Sherlock and Joe Swash. Elementary, my dear Joe Swash. It's quite good because it's quite hard to say his name. Joe Swash.
It is, yeah, it's like, I've got that with my name because it's Josh Widdicombe.
Yeah.
But it could be Josh Widdicombe.
Yeah.
One of the most boring things I've ever said.
Is it? Did you become a comedian because your first name was like Josh?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm constantly toying with calling my next tour only Joshing. I'm not. I thought that I'd get a laugh, and a lot of people went, "Oh, that's not a bad idea."
You also like sport.
Yeah.
That's weird. Why do you like sport?
Two or three of them.
You like cricket?
Of course, I like cricket.
What's going on with this week's guests? I mean, sorry, this week's and last week's guests. All liking cricket and stuff. Good, I just don't understand it.
Do you not understand?
I do quite like sport, but it's kind of... Most comedians don't... That's kind of the comedian pose, isn't it? Because most
do not
comedians,
like sport?
Well, because I think most comedians were, like, bullied at school and weren't good at sport, so then that's...
Yes,
then they don't.
I don't like playing sport.
Okay.
I think that is beyond the pale.
Yeah.
Don't like contact sport or anything, but I like watching other people do it.
Yeah.
It's very similar to my attitude to sex. No, it's not. Much like sex, I like reading the analysis of it. I can't watch a full match. I do like it, and I know I shouldn't. Like, yeah. I know it's a pointless waste of my time.
Yeah.
But then Is it more of a waste of my time than Game of Thrones or Battlestar Galactica?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's answered that one.
Guys, sometimes at Game of Thrones you see someone's bum. Like naked,
yeah,
not just in shorts.
Two words, Paul Scholes. What an arse. No, I don't know. I like the unpredictability. I like the drama, the theatre.
Yeah, it's good. I like it as well, really.
Yeah, who are we?
Would you ever play yourself at snooker and do it as an audio podcast of
not
the commentary?
I'm a fucking loser, mate. No, I did used to play myself at snooker when I was growing up because we had a small pool table.
Yeah.
I used to play myself at pool.
Yeah.
But I never thought anyone else would be interested.
That's not... Well, that's pool, man. That's different.
Oh, is that...
That's
yeah,
a different game, isn't it? No, I wouldn't record myself playing myself at pool.
What's the highest break on snooker?
What, in me one versus me two snooker or in me playing snooker against other human beings?
I think you ever played against anyone else?
Yeah, not for a long time. But I feel it's different. I think in me one versus me two snooker, it's about 20 something, 25 or something.
Not bad.
I've got 35. I might have got 42 when I used to play myself when I was a teenager. And then I sometimes played on a proper size table. But I think I got a 3-ball break once.
The proper size snooker table is utterly insane.
Yeah.
Why are they bothering? I loved snooker when I was a kid, though.
Yeah. But you're quite a lot younger than me. You've kind of been as... in the 1980s and 70s...
So when
like,
I was a kid, the big ones, I remember the six finals between Hendry and Jimmy White.
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
Well, see, Jimmy White was the last character.
The last... Ronnie?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Ronnie's...
I love Ronnie.
Ronnie's still there, that's true.
Do you know how much his dad was put in prison for murder. That's a character, my friend.
No, you got to have murdered someone yourself to be a character. That's why I love that Oscar Pistorius.
Oh, he is the gift that keeps on giving.
So I've talked to actually, I've probably talked to both the other two about this, but I saw you on Mock the Week with James Acaster and Sarah Pascoe, both previous guests on this podcast. Do check them out if you haven't seen them. It was kind of, it was a very interesting episode, I think, in that it felt like because there was a significant number of newer comedians. Yeah. I mean, you're not new comedians, any of you, but you're all the newer generation.
With the same class of 08,
yeah.
I think. Yeah, it was. That was an amazing experience because you get on these things initially, and you are with people who terrify you because you're the new guy. And then when you get to do something with your mates, like Sarah and like James is probably my best mate since I started comedy. Right. So you get to do something with James on Mock the Week. We had to do the thing where you were doing stand up against each other, and you're going bloody hell. We did a free fringe show in 2009, and finally, we're going head to head, and Dara O'Brien's going to decide who is better. he won. But
It was a very good routine.
All right, mate. Whatever.
Yours was all right.
Yeah, well, you know, my routine where I won pointless was pretty good.
I've never been on Mock the Week, so you know you're winning every battle. I've never been on Sunday Side Up.
Have you not been on Sunday Side Up?
I never will because there was only one series. I'm going back on Sunday Brunch for the second time, though.
I did Sunday Brunch.
Two times?
Maybe
this is my second time coming up.
Oh.
That's what they're all talking about.
What did you cook?
I didn't have to cook anything. I helped them cook some salmon fish cakes or something.
No, I realised you helped. I didn't think you were on as the chef.
Many people mistake me for James Martin, so I thought maybe you had. But I'd forgotten I'd cooked anything, and then I remembered I had helped. I'd squeezed the lemon, and they showed me. What the hell did they do? I can't remember what I did now. There was something you did to stop the pips going in, but I can't remember what it was because I don't really like cooking. I was amazed. I was amazed how. I mean, this is rich coming from us as we're talking now. Yeah. I was amazed how inane the stuff they put out. They talked for like, it felt like 5 minutes about what age you should teach your child to make a cup of tea. They had a long discussion about
10.
Well, there you go. That's fine. That's discussion over. They talked for a long time. I had to go, you know, we're on, like, they were meant to be interviewing me, and they were talking, the two of them were talking about that. I said, you know, this is on TV.
And then they were just having a chat without you.
Yeah, yeah. They were talking about cups of tea with their kids, and I said, do you mind? I am here. This is going out.
Trying to promote something. It was a weird one. I went on and then sat down for the interview, and they do clips of shows that are on Channel 4 or whatever before. And they showed a clip of Made in Chelsea, and just before the interview, Tim Lovejoy. Leaned in and went, I'll ask my first question about that. What? I'd never seen Made in Chelsea. I had no knowledge of Made in Chelsea. I just came back to us and went, what are your thoughts on Made in Chelsea? So, couldn't give a shit, mate. I'm here to make a Swiss roll, right? I did.
I was on with Jamie Theakston.
Were you?
Yeah, he was one of the other. I can't remember what he was doing on there, but he was. But he was sitting next to me, and something was going on. And, like, you know, you're all mic'd up and it's live.
Yeah.
And you kind of think, well, I better just in case the mics are on. There was something where there was a bit of banter, and Jamie Theakston just turned to me and apropos went, yeah, fucked her up the arse. I was thinking, that's quite a chance to take, Mr. Theakston, on live. Let's hope. He's really laughing. It was some little double entendre.
And what was your response?
That's when I laughed. And then went, what if that's gone out? What if Jamie Theakston has said, fucked up the arse?
I used to love
on
Jamie
Sunday morning TV.
Do you remember The Priory with Jamie Theakston?
I do, vaguely, yes.
Yeah, so it was him and Zoe Ball.
Yes.
I haven't really got much on it.
But I was just thinking. Is this your attempt to get into sort of Peter Kay? Because that is what is that? Do you remember The Priory? Yeah, I do. Yeah. Well, is that not enough for you?
Can we not entertain ourselves on that for 5 minutes?
No one knows who I am. They've come to see you, which explains their odd reaction to my child murder jokes in the first podcast. I'm just getting them out because everyone tells me that once I have kids of my own, I won't find jokes about paedophilia funny anymore, right?
That's not true, is it?
I mean, it can't be true. And then what does that say about you as a person if until you have a child? You know, that A implies that up until that point you've been laughing at the idea of paedophilia, you know, thinking, it's great when kids get raped. That's not what you're laughing at a paedophile joke about, hopefully. And then it's, oh no, not my kid, though.
Wait a minute, it's actually related to me.
Not my actual child. All the other kids, that was fine, but now it's my kid. So that's kind of weird that you don't understand that paedophile jokes are jokes, but also that you don't have any human empathy that you don't.
So are you thinking that you've got a countdown on paedophile?
Yeah, I think it might be. Well, that's what they tell me. So I'm just getting.
So you're going hard on them now?
I'm going, well, so to speak.
Oh, you won't be saying that in 6 months, mate.
I'll be going, oh, no, you can't do that. That could be my child. Fucking psychopaths.
When's your child due? Can I ask that?
Yeah.
When's it due?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. But I can ask.
It's February the 4th.
February the 4th.
Aquarius. Yeah, statistically, you'd think there'd be more. But the thing about Aquarius is a lot of them don't know what they are. That is the. You don't know what star sign you are. That is the general reading for Aquarius. So a lot of Aquarians are out there. They just don't. They have no idea that that's what they are.
That's a fascinating philosophical point.
I wouldn't like to be Aquarius because it's like people would think you're an aquarium. I think that's what I. If I was at school, I'd go Aquarius. Do you live in an aquarium?
I mean, there's worse ones.
Well, I'm cancer. So yeah.
You won't find that funny if you get cancer. That's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Funny stuff. That thing about kids is not true, is it?
No. Well, it's true. Some people, I've met comedians who've got kids go, no, I used to find that stuff funny. I don't find it funny now.
Well, it's the same thing as when someone says peaking as a mother.
Yes.
Just does my head in. Because it doesn't entitle you to have any more of an opinion than me, surely. No.
Well, you get a lot, that's what you get a lot. I mean, I'm asking for advice and I ask these people, but a lot of people give you, a lot of people go, no, it's all going to be different when, so I was on tour in Crewe And I've been not sleeping very well this year anyway. I slept in...
Is that because you were going on tour to Crewe?
It might be. But I slept in Crewe, and this is very unusual on tour. I slept past 9 o'clock. And so I tweeted, you know, it was one of the first times this year I've slept past 9 o'clock, which is insane because I'm just sleeping all the time. And I tweeted, you know, oh, wow, I can't believe I slept past nine. And everyone went, well, won't be able to do that in 6 months' time. And go, I will if I'm in Crewe. It's not like... Not my wife is going to wire up the baby monitor, so I have to wake up even though I can't do anything. When I'm on tour,
and you'll be
booking
a lot more gigs in Crewe in 6 months.
I'm doing a 720-day tour.
But Ellis James, yeah. He's just had a kid, and we've got to go and film in Clacton for 4 days.
Yeah.
Which is going to be grim.
Yeah.
But he is so delighted that he is not in the same room as his baby. Oh. He's having a great time as a father.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward.
But it's just the sleeping.
Have you got any ideas for modern art installations, conceptual art? Very hard question.
I mean, this is essentially turning into Dragon's Den at one point.
Well, I do have a question.
Okay.
What would you pitch to Dragon's Den? It's a very hard question. I stopped doing it because it was too hard.
Good,
thank God.
I've got an invention.
Too hard a question.
So it's a... It's a pill that you take every day.
Yeah.
You're on board with it already.
That makes you immortal.
No.
Brilliant idea. Well, I'll invest.
Oh, well, that's ruined it. I know, it's a pill you take every day. Yeah. And it stops your hair growth exactly that length.
Right.
And then when you want to regrow, you just stop taking the hair. So if you get like, you know when your hair reaches the perfect level?
Yeah.
You start taking that pill and then you don't have to shave. It's a good idea.
Yeah. Have you invented the pill?
No, I've not invented it, no. Yeah. I didn't realise I had to have a prototype. All right, reggae sauce.
I want £250,000 to see if I can make this pill.
I'm the ideas man, I'm not the boffin.
You haven't even got a... The first thing asking Dragon's Den is, if you were going to commit an atrocity, how would you do it? That's how you get through the door.
First ban on time.
I'll ask you another emergency question it feels like we need. Have you ever seen a ghost?
No. I haven't. Have you? Well, you must have come
no,
this
I
before. I don't believe in ghosts, but I'm very scared of the dark.
Okay. What scares you about the dark?
The unknown, I think.
Yeah.
Do you not have that?
Well, even if it's dark, I kind of know what's there. It's just I can't see it at this exact moment.
Well, if only you'd been Oscar Pistorius. My issue with the Oscar Pistorius thing, by the way.
Yeah.
However dark it is.
If your issue isn't that he shot his girlfriend, then I'll tell you what annoys me about Oscar Pistorius. Yeah, come on, how would...
Is however dark it is,
yeah.
You do know if someone's next to you in the bed, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say this. This isn't going to go out.
Especially if there wasn't anyone in bed with you before. If you wake up and there's suddenly someone there, you really know about it.
Oh, that would have been the ultimate crime, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's well, you know, people who were at the court say they kind of believed him in the end. And the justice system has done its highly money-oiled job.
Yeah, it's all fine. It's all fine. We've ruined his life. That's the main thing.
Yeah, well, he's, you know, yeah.
He's right. Let's move on from Oscar Pistorius, shall we?
I think he's probably a bit of a prick.
Do you know what? I've heard on the grapevine that he's a shit.
That's what I've been hearing. So if you had to choose between having a hand made out of ham or an armpit.
An armpit?
Or having an armpit.
Or having an armpit. Second option.
Just either a hand made out of ham, no. Having an armpit that dispensed sun cream. Which of those two would you choose, Josh Widdicombe?
The second one, of course.
Why?
Well, that's a bonus, and the first one's a negative, isn't it?
It's handmade of ham.
Yeah, but I'm vegetarian.
But it's not an actual ham. It just is your hand.
That's not a positive.
No animal has died. You can eat ham.
Does my hand regrow?
Yeah. course. Otherwise, what would the point in having a handmade hampi? Just go, it's so tantalising and delicious.
If only it would be an absurd question if it didn't regrow.
If only I could eat it. Ah, oh, but I ate it all. If you ate it all, it wouldn't regrow. But if you nibble, or it would grow very slowly. If you just nibble at it.
So it'd be like nails.
You could just suck it. Nice ham.
That was a horrible sound. I'd go for the armpit.
This is me suckling you. Why away?
I tell you what, when you're thinking, I'm worried people aren't going to pay for the extra visual content. They are after that.
It's all free now. It's all free.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's all free. The only bit that isn't free is the bit you did backstage, which you won't believe.
Oh, my God.
A man came backstage. You won't believe what happened next. That's what you have to put on the thing, and then people pay for it. So the armpit defensive sun cream.
Well, that seems like
only
a
bit, though. Only enough for you and one other person, for a loved one for a year.
What, then it runs out?
No, it'll get you through the year, and then it'll keep going, but you can't start manufacturing it and selling it.
Oh, I can't. No, I wouldn't have done that anyway. I'm not in this for profit. I just think that would be very useful. But yeah. Am I going to set it off by mistake every time I put my arm next to my body?
I think there's a nozzle.
The problem is...
you know, like in armbands?
It's going to ruin my career as a bagpiper.
Okay. Would you rather be a cow or a badger?
God, that's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cow.
I ask the tough questions that no one else dares ask. That is what people say about me.
I think Evan Davis asked this of Russell Brand on Newsnight the other day. I'd go cow.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, because you're going to die either. I suppose that's the same with everything.
Badger's not necessarily going to die. I mean, everything will
die
eventually.
We're all going to die, mate.
But a cow is, you know, well, you know, it could be a cow. Well, I haven't specified that the cow is in a farm, but it probably would be.
But the cow you've got, mate, I don't really know what's going on under the ground for badgers.
They're having a great time.
Are they?
Yeah.
What are they up to? I need the details before I make my decision.
With a badger, there's a degree of badgering. That may be annoying, but when they're not badgering, they're fucking like rabbits down there, but you know, badgers.
I'd go cow.
The cows are imprisoned. You're milked. That's what you back to.
Yeah, but I've heard they like that. At least that's what I was told. Do they not like? They're quite into being milked, because if they don't get milked, then they.
Well, they die if they don't get milked or something like
that. Do they? Is that where beef comes from?
It's quite unpleasant.
I mean, I'm uninformed on the topic both ways.
A child asked that question.
Did they?
Yeah. The Welsh child.
The worst of all the children. Tell you what, though, once you have a child...
Yeah.
You wouldn't make that joke.
Wouldn't ask about badgers once you have a child, and that's all they fucking won't. Stop going on about shit. It's like being a child. The child catcher there. I reckon we're done. So, I've got nothing. It's time to go home, ladies and gentlemen. Fuck off, you're all cunts. Give it up to my guest, Josh Whittaker. You have been listening to Richard Herring's At the Square Theatre podcast with me, Richard Herring, and my guest, Josh Whittaker. The music you're listening to now is by Pest. Thank you to all the people involved in making this happen. They're all cunts. There is Orange Mark from the British Comedy Guide. There is Chris Evans. Not that one. No, not that one. No, you're thinking of the wrong one. It's the one from Go Faster Stripe and all of his crew from Go Faster Stripe. Thanks to everyone at the Leicester Square Theatre also for looking after us so beautifully. Although they are all cunts as well as the other people I mentioned earlier. Thank you to our producer Dave Cribb, who's nice. He's a nice guy. He's the only one who's all right. All the rest of them are cunts. This is a Go Faster Stripe Sky Potato Fuzz production. Hope you enjoyed Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast. I thought it was a really good one this week, and I'm not just saying that. because it's I do know what which one this is going after, and it was a really good one. And it's not, I'm just haven't done this as a generic one. I just want you to know that. But if you have enjoyed it, why don't tell your friends about it and get them to listen to it and watch it as well. And if you appreciate it being free, you can help us make more stuff by buying a badge at gofasterstripe.com/badges, or just making a donation. And you don't even get a badge, then that would just, it would make you a good person and not a kind of freeloading prick. It's just up to you whether you feel, whether you can sleep at night knowing that my baby is crying and we can't afford to buy it any shoes, as I understand, if that is the main thing about babies, as I understand it.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening. RichardHerring.com/gigs. GoFasterStripe.com for all my books, downloads, all that sort of shizzle. Oh, yeah, I know all the cool words. And would love to see you on the Can I Have My Ball Back tour if you can make it. Bye.